Let's read 1 Corinthians 13, 3 through 7. 1 Corinthians 13, 3 through 7. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and it is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. The Bible clearly teaches that it is essential and a positive virtue that one another love each other. As we read in 1 Peter chapter 3, we have the same admonition that we need to love one another. And Romans 13:8 says, "Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law." I'd like to take a different approach. We tend to look at the word love and see what the Bible says about love is. But it's interesting that in these scriptures that I just read, that it has several admonitions that says love is not. And so what I'd like to do is just explore and look at some of these love is not and what that is with respect to how we are to conduct ourselves in exhibiting our love for our brethren and for others. The first verse, of course, is verse 4, and it says that love is not envious, or love does not envy. I think envious, if it's love or not love, causes us problems in our lives. Joseph's brothers were so envious of him that they sold him into slavery. King Saul burned with envy and David's popularity that he sought to kill David. Now, obviously, I don't think we would go that far. But the point is that envy can affect our behavior, and we find ourselves harboring thoughts that are not according to God's will. Paul says simply, love does not envy. Love and envy, I don't believe, can exist together. Since when you love someone, you wish for their highest good. But when you envy someone beyond what is reasonable, you harbor ill will in your heart for them. And we see examples of that. So we need to understand that envy can create problems in our lives if we're not careful. And love simply does not envy. That's what it says. We find the second love is not in verse 4, where the scripture says that love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, is not boastful. Now, I don't believe that this means we can't feel a sense of accomplishments with respect to what we have achieved. But Jesus warns us, I think, against putting too much emphasis on who we are or on what we have in this life. Yes, we can feel a sense of accomplishments, but to parade it about excessively leads to a degree of pride that puts humility on the back burner, and it can puff us up to a point that it's unhealthy spiritually. So it's a thought that we need to keep in our head. We need to understand that love should not puff us up. We should not be puffed up. It is not boastful that we need to do. And in verse 5 in 1 Corinthians 13 is another example that love does not. When it says love does not behave rudely. That's a good admonition. Love does not behave rudely. The word rude is generally defined as discourteous, impolite, especially in a deliberate way. There are all kinds of behaviors that can be classified as being rude. Behaviors such as being noisy when the setting calls for silence, or interrupting others when they are speaking, or using derogatory words, or rolling one's eyes while responding to another person's comments. All of these, I think, are behaviors that we need to be careful of. Because it just indicates to us that love behaves rudely. And I tell you, I'm guilty of some of these things. When I put this lesson together and I looked at some of the behaviors that you can have that may be rude, I'm guilty of some of these. I admit it. Especially interrupting others when they are speaking. You know, you got some brethren talking and you want to be part of the group. And so you may get in there and interrupt. And I am guilty of that sometimes. I think it's rude. And it's something that I need to work on. But interrupting others when they are speaking is one that we just got to be careful of. I think these should never characterize the Christian's behavior. Followers of Jesus Christ are to be kind, Ephesians 4:32, gentle, Galatians 5:22, patient, 1 Timothy 6:11, and most of all, courteous in their actions with others, 1 Peter 3:8. So we need to think about actions or behaviors that we take sometimes that are really rude. And, Paul put it in here for a reason. The Lord put this in here for a reason. And I think it's something that he wants us to think about, that we don't need to be behaving rudely. Another love does not seek its own. And I think that is to say that love does not demand its own way all the time. At the core of this, I think, is selfishness. It's evident by behavior that is concerned with one's own satisfaction or desires. And that was the problem, I think, that John addressed to Gaius in 3 John in verse 9. John wrote to the church, "But Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them." That was the problem with Diotrephes. He loved to have the preeminence. And so he did not receive us according to that. When one demands his way, I think unity among brethren can be ruptured a bit if we're not careful. And it just says that love does not demand its own way. And we need to be careful of that. We need to be careful of demanding our own way to the point that we may want to have some preeminence. And we need to be careful of that. Now, I'm just bringing these up because they're in the scriptures. They're here for a purpose. And I think sometimes that we need to understand what love is not. I actually get a better understanding of what love is not when I read the "love is not" scriptures. It helps me to understand what love is, because love is not this. And when I see that, then I begin to understand, well, wait a minute, love is not this. And so I need to examine my behaviors. I need to understand what I'm doing and that it's just not what needs to be done, because love is not this. Another one is love is not easily provoked or agitated. Here's another one that's difficult. Sometimes I get agitated when I really don't need to be. All of us from time to time, I think, will encounter something said that we feel may be directed towards us or may have some influence on us. The question is, how do we react? Since love is not easily provoked or agitated. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs chapter 17. And let's read verses 27 and 28. 27 and 28. "He who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. I think what we're seeing here is that we need to remain calm, we need to hold our peace, and we need to shut our lips in some occasions because we're just not expressing love. You know, we can be agitated by what people say sometimes. And so we need to think about what we're saying. But we don't need to let that provoke us. Provoke means that it pushes us over the edge. Let's just calm down and think about what we're doing, what we're saying, and what other people are doing and saying, because we just need to hold ourselves at bay. Be calm. Don't be agitated. Don't be easily provoked. And I think that's the issue here. Easily provoked. Sometimes you may be having a bad day at work, and you come home, and you know, well, next thing you know, you say something that would provoke your wife to be agitated, or vice versa. We just need to be careful with our words. We need to understand that sometimes what we do or what we say may provoke someone to be agitated, but that person needs to also understand that love is not agitated. It's not provoked. It's another problem I have. It's why I probably am preaching this sermon. Saw myself too much in the love is not. But it helps me to understand. It helps me to see that I need to have a better life. It helps me to see that I need to be aware of what I'm saying or what I'm hearing, and don't let what I'm hearing or what I'm saying, don't allow that to provoke, don't allow that to hurt others as we go along in life. Another is that love does not keep an account of wrongs done. Love does not keep an account of wrongs done. I think this is in here because sometimes we do keep an account of what we feel like was directed on towards us, and that's when we become agitated. And that's not really what we need to be doing here. I think this is at the heart of what Paul's writing about to the church at Corinth. They were fighting and bickering over their rights, even to the point of taking each other to court. And so I think Paul wrote this. Love does not keep a record of wrongs suffered. Sometimes we just need to listen to what we said, what we read in the previous one. And that is that our mind does not dwell on offenses that stir us up to respond with unkindness. We just need to hold our ammunition. We need to hold ourselves back. And as I said, Paul put these love is not in here for a purpose. And we need to study and find out what the purpose is and how we can live so that we don't express love is not. How we express that. Finally, love does not rejoice in iniquity. A loving person is never happy when a brother or sister goes astray. We should never be happy when a brother or sister goes astray. We need to be careful of saying, well, they deserve it. They got what they deserve. We just need to be careful when we think that way. We don't rejoice in iniquity, and I think that's what that means. Our attitude needs to be to want that person to repent and enjoy the fruits of a faithful Christian. So how can I be that person to help that person to return to Christ? That needs to be our attitude. When he says love does not rejoice in iniquity, he does not want us to say, oh, that person deserved that, or they got what they should have gotten. That's not the attitude. The attitude is we need to look at that person and say, how can I help them to come to Jesus Christ? How can I do that? So, it's a short sermon, just these love not verses, but I want to finish by reading 1 Corinthians 16, 13 and 14. 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong, let all that you do be done with love. That's what Paul wanted for this congregation in Corinth. That's what the Lord wants for us. He wants us to do all things with love. And in some cases that means love is not this or that or this or that. We just need to be cautious. We need to understand that there are easily, I think, understood. I understand that love is not when I start reading and thinking about these. Because at some time in my life, I have repeated all these, done these things. A behavior that is not what God wants us to live in our lives. He put them there for a purpose. And the purpose is that we need to understand that when we understand love is not this, then we can begin to think about, well, how do I manifest that in my life? How do I do on these love is not issues? And so that's the lesson. Love is not. And there's a number of them. So I would ask you, if you have time, give some thought to what these are, to how you may be displaying these in your life, not only towards Christians, but also those outside. You know, sometimes we get thinking outside of this Christian community or our brothers and sisters, that we get agitated by where we are, where we work, by people who are not Christians, and what we want to do is return in kind. And that's not what we should be doing. We cannot return these in kind. Somebody may be rude to us. We cannot be rude back. Love is not rude. It's a simple statement. Love is not this. Love is not that. So I would ask you to give some consideration to what we study here this morning. Think about it on your own. Consider how it may apply to your life. If you're here and you've never named Lord Savior as the one in which you want to follow, you have a chance to do that today. If you need to repent of your sins and be baptized to become a follower of Jesus Christ, let it be known. Let it be known now. We're all set. We're ready to do it for you. And if you need the prayers of this congregation, love is what we will express to you. We will show our love for you. If there's any way we can help you, let us know as we stand to sing the song that's been selected.